This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A state judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Governor Polis for not doing more to reduce prison populations. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado earlier this month sued the governor for not using his executive powers to make prisons safer during the COVID-19 pandemic. So far, 24 prisoners have died and more than 7,000 have been sickened. But a judge tossed the lawsuit out, citing, among other things, a separation of powers argument. That is, she, as a state judge, does not have the power to compel a governor to issue commutations and early releases, because that is an act of his judgment. The ACLU did not respond to requests for comment on the dismissal. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A key leader in Colorado's COVID-19 response is leaving her post next month. Sarah Thunberg came from the tech world in Boulder and was recruited to help scale testing and build contact tracing systems.
I have had the incredible opportunity to do that. I'm super proud of the work, and now we're transitioning to vaccine.
She says what was supposed to be just a few weeks became 9 months at the state. Colorado homeless shelters are getting ready for freezing overnight temperatures. Kathy Alderman is the public information officer for the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless.
We're going to probably need to think about opening up some emergency shelter space.
Alderman says that homeless shelters are operating at half capacity because of the pandemic. Nighttime temperatures will be close to 20 along the Front Range. This is CPR News.